إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة النساء بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما. وقال عز وجل كما ورد في سورة التحريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه، نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. This ummah of ours, Ummatul Islam or Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is in disarray and in turmoil. Muslims are in dismay, divided and confused. We have been exploited by the West for political and economic purposes. We have been seduced by Satan and his agents from men and jinn. And this world has become dearer to us than the next, the world of the hereafter. These conditions are not without causes. To understand why we are in the shape we are in, just have a look at the previous ummah, the ummah of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The similarities of both ummahs are great. Both Musa and Muhammad were prophets and messengers of Allah. Both received revelations and guidance from Allah Almighty. The Torah was revealed to Moses, to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Quran was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Both were entrusted with the establishment of a just social order based on divine guidance. The advantage the Muslims have over Bani Israel is that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came after the first messenger of Bani Israel, Musa, and Jesus, the last messenger for Bani Israel. In the final and last book of guidance, the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of how such an ummah, Bani Israel, that had been chosen and selected to be the best ummah, وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, how they rose to the heights when they were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they fell from the grace of Allah Almighty due to the shortcomings, sins, and mistakes committed by them. All these good and bad stories of the children of Israel, the Quran explains, weren't meant to be just bedtime stories, but rather guidance for the Muslims, and to draw lessons from a nation that is very similar to ours in many ways. Instead of paying attention to the ramifications of being obedient to Allah, we took the worst of them and followed in their footsteps in disobedience, arrogance, love of this world, worshipping the dollar or materialism, the same enemy that enticed them to rebel against God has enticed us to do the same. That enemy is Satan, Iblis. He promised God that he will cause dissension among the families and nations, and that they will never be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A summary of what went wrong with the children of Israel can be found in Surah Maryam, Surah number 19. This surah is very peculiar. From the beginning up until where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes what went wrong with Bani Israel, He mentions a chain of prophets beginning with Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Sad, Dhikru Rahmati Rabbika Abdahu Zakariya. He mentions Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, and then he talks about Maryam alayhi salam, and of course Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and he continues mentioning the legacy of great prophets, amongst them Musa, and then Ismail, and then Idris, and so on and so forth. And he ends with this ayah. أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل وممن هدينا واجتبينا. And those are the ones, all these prophets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. Allah is saying regarding them, they are the ones whom Allah had bestowed ni'mah upon them, whom Allah has favored. From the prophets, from the progeny of Adam, and those whom we have carried along with Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْرَائِيلَ, and from the progeny of Abraham, Ibrahim, and Israel. Now we all know who Israel is. Israel is Ya'qub alayhi salatu wassalam, who is the grandson of Ibrahim, the son of Ishaq, alayhim salatu wassalam, ajma'een. Now, it is very peculiar for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mention His name here as Israel and not Ya'qub. Why is that? Because immediately after this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. After them, after the last of the prophets whom Allah mentioned in this al-ayah al-mubarakah, which was Israel, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٍ. A new progeny after them came. Who is that progeny? You may guess, it is the children of Israel, or Bani Israel. Now what happened to them? The first thing they did was أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They lost their prayers. They thought that they don't need to pray anymore because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them to the level of وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. You draw parallels with the Muslim ummah today, you find that We have adopted the very same attitude. We are al-umma al-marhuma today. Why should we pray? Just the fact that you are here and that you pray does not necessarily mean that all the 1.5 billion Muslims in the world, take 1/3 being children, pray. No. We have lost the very essential the Prophet described as umududdin. As-salatu umududdin. Salah is the pillar that holds the deen. And we don't have deen anywhere. One can infer that one of the main reasons is that we have lost this salah just like Bani Israel did. That's the first cause. The second cause is وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ And then they followed their lusts. They followed their own desires. They have put the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind their backs. They have indeed rebelled against the guidance that was revealed to them. And you find the Muslims today doing the same thing. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they will definitely be punished. Now what is the way out for such a condition? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that in the very next ayah. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا Number one, Allah said, except those who repent. Number two, and renew that faith, that covenant with Allah, strengthen the faith. وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا Number three, الْعَمَلَ الصَّالِحِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا Indeed, they will enter the paradise and no injustice will be done upon them on the Day of Judgment. The problem with us is that we concentrate on the last step in the sequence of mending ourselves, al-amal al-salih. We want to educate the people. We want to build infrastructures to combat our enemies. Be it charitable, educational, intellectual. We want to create some political clout and use our economic power, the oil, to bring back the glory of Islam. Now I wonder, is it the glory of Islam or Muslims? Either way, this is the wrong approach. The first thing we need to do is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-alim, who is al-hakim, the one who knows everything, the one who knows what's best for us, the one who is most wise, have explained or have suggested for us to do. Number one, tawbah. Number two, iman. And then finally, you start doing the amal as-salih in terms of all these solutions that we are trying to do right now at the expense of tawbah and iman. Inshallah, I will be concentrating on these steps today and in the future, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. Unfortunately, we have taken forgiveness for granted. We truly believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and that He will forgive us as long as we believe in Him and He is in our hearts. This is the attitude of many Muslims in the world, regardless of whether we pray or not, whether we follow His guidance or not. We truly believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede on our behalf because we are al-umma al-marhuma and Allah will eventually forgive us and give us the paradise. An attitude no different than that of the Christians. They say, Jesus paid for our sins and God will forgive us and paradise is reserved for us. My dear brothers and sisters, please understand that the very first step to salvation is tawbah. This is the very first step to salvation. Tawbah. What is tawbah? To understand what tawbah is, first acknowledge, let's put things in perspective, that all the human beings today, after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are fallible, are sinners, will commit mistakes. Infallibility ended in the person of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in a beautiful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam categorically said, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ All children of Adam, each one of them is a sinner. And the best of those sinners are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is repentance? Repentance. We have this expression, تاب العبد. What does it mean? تاب العبد رجع إلى طاعة ربه. He returned back to obeying his Lord. وعبد تواب. A humble slave who is تواب. He always makes tawbah to Allah. He is كثير الرجوع إلى الطاعة. He returns to obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very often. وأصل التوبة and the origin of توبة, the أصل, the meaning, literal meaning of توبة هو الرجوع, to return. You have تابة وثابة وأنابة وآبة, all mean the same thing and basically mean رجعة, to return. So توبة in essence is to return back to obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is to return back to the divine guidance and follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's best for us. We all know that the first of the human beings who committed a sin was Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Unlike Iblis, who rebelled against God and was arrogant and did not want to admit his fault, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam acknowledged that he had committed a mistake. And he didn't know how to show his regret to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was looking for words to express his sorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه. Adam received words from his Lord and he forgave him. He accepted his return back to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What were those words? ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ O our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. We have done injustice to ourselves. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا Both Adam and Hawa talking in unison together to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O our Lord, we have done injustice. We have disobeyed you, O Allah. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا Now just look at these wordings. If you don't forgive us because we believe in you, O Allah. We know what the consequences could be, O Allah. If you don't forgive us and have mercy on us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ We would be doomed. We would be failing. We would be amongst those who lost everything. لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ We shall surely be amongst the losers. Now, we do need to understand the conditions for tawbah. If I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I am ready to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the conditions for tawbah? What are the conditions that I know If I repent to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive me. According to the scholars, and different scholars have different conditions, but most of the scholars agree on basically five conditions. What are they? Number one, al-i'tirafu bil-dhanb. You must acknowledge, just like our father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, acknowledged that he has done wrong. He had committed a sin. He had made a mistake. We have to acknowledge our sins. This is very important. Why is it important? Upon doing so, it will cause you to humble yourself and not be arrogant as most of us are today. You become humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, kathratul istighfar. Increase seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The Prophet used to ask for forgiveness 70 times, 80 times, 90 times, 100 times a day. And he was a Prophet of Allah. He was infallible. What to talk about us sinners? How many times we ask Allah to forgive our sins every day? Number three, an-nadam bil qalb. To really feel remorse and regret whatever you have done wrong in your life. And each one of us has done wrong to a certain extent. To some it is this big, to others it's great sin of the kaba'ir. It really doesn't matter. Whatever the sin is, you must feel within you that I regret what I had done. That was wrong. رَبَّنَا إِنَّا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We have wronged ourselves. What I did was definitely wrong. Was a big thing. Number four, وَتَرْكُ الْمَعْصِيَةِ فِي الْحَالِ. To leave whatever disobedience you are engaged in immediately. Leave it immediately. And number five, وَالْعَزْمِ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَىٰ مِثْلِهَا. Make sure that you don't return to that sin again. Make sure that you put it behind your back and you never look back anymore. Those are the conditions for tawbah, according to the scholars. But let me share with you some other scholars. وَقَالَ ذُنُّون عَلَامَةُ التَّوْبَةِ النَّصُوحِ. The signs of a sincere tawbah is قِلَّةُ الْكَلَامِ. To speak less. Because you know, speaking and talking nonsense will eventually lead to sins. وَقِلَّةُ الطَّعَامِ. And to eat less. So you're not tired looking for ways to comfort yourself by sleeping or whatever. وَقِلَّةُ الْمَنَامِ. And to sleep less. Sleep less, doing what with the rest of the time? Doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Getting up for tahajjud. Praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one on one. And according to this scholar, those are the signs of a sincere repentance. Indeed, knowing that all children of Adam are sinners, and Allah knew that, that's why you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding tawbah. It is fard. The scholars are all unanimous on this point. The tawbah is fard upon every believer. لِقَوْلِهِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. O you who believe, repent to Allah. تُوبُوا تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding that we are sincere in returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't play games with Allah. Now, granted, if you're trying to leave behind a sin in which you are really struggling to leave it, that's one thing. But to play games with Allah, saying that today I repent, and then tomorrow I go back, knowing that, well, Allah will forgive me, and then you repent, and then you go back, and then you repent, and then you go back, then what happens? Guess what? Allah will not forgive you. Rather, He will brand you amongst the hypocrites whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had determined that there will be no forgiveness for them anymore. They were given chances, one after another, after another, after another. Finally, because of their arrogance, because they were playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, no more. So if you're trying sincerely to stop a bad habit or a sin, you just keep on trying. And ask Allah to help you. We cannot do anything without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pledge to Allah every day, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only You we worship and obey. And only You we seek help from. So if you need help, ask Allah Almighty. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. You must believe wholeheartedly. If you have taqwa of Allah, that He will definitely find a way out for you. Surely. So, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. Repent to Allah, a sincere repentance. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ. It is possible if you do that. And every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions asa, meaning maybe, take it for granted to mean He will, certainly. It's just His style. The scholars explain to us. It means that He will surely do that for you. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Number one, He will certainly forgive your sins. Not only that, وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And He will admit you to gardens in which rivers flow beneath, the paradise, on the day, يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. On the day in which Allah will never humiliate the Prophet and those who believe with him. And those who do sincere repentance will be standing next to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah will not humiliate them and expose their sins in front of the billions and billions and billions of human beings standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the grand court of Allah on that day. يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. Those who believe with him. نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. You will find the light of iman, يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. In front of them, the light of their iman guiding them to the gates of paradise. وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. And on their rights, يَقُولُونَ. What will they say as they are marching towards the gates of paradise? رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا. Oh Allah, please complete this light for us to get to the paradise. They can see their way to the paradise due to their nurul iman, not the physical light, but the light of their intense burning faith that will shine their way to the gates of the paradise. And they will be praying to their Lord, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. And guess what? Till the very last moment, they asked Allah to forgive them. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Forgive us, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. You have power over everything. You can forgive us. You can make our light complete. وَأَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who truly return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. Wallahi, my dear brothers and sisters, everything we are doing in terms of trying to bring back the glory of Islam, I don't say it's bad. It's okay. But we are missing the point. We want to create some businesses to support our cause through haram means. And I have heard that. Well, how is Allah going to put barakah in your good idea if you don't repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stick to the right path? If you don't increase your faith and believe that He is the only Savior, that He is the only one who can guide you to that path, the glory in this life and glory in the next life. Oh Allah, give us both glories very soon. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ثم أما بعد. Let me just go over the very first ayah I started out with and assure you that if you are truly sincere, Allah has pledged that it would be His responsibility to forgive you. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيمٍ. This acceptance of repentance is binding on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. He will surely accept your return, accept your repentance. But only to those who do bad things out of ignorance. You didn't know about Islam the way you ought to know about Islam. You inherited Islam, but in reality, you really didn't learn and understand what Islam is. So you're doing things in ignorance. And if you're doing this and you came to understand what Islam is, and you repent and you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as you realize whatever you were doing was wrong, then it is binding upon Allah to accept your return. فَأُولَٰئِكَ. Such people, يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. He will accept their repentance. Allah will forgive them. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah knows everything and He is most wise. He knows whether you are serious with Him or you are playing games with Him. May Allah make us of the sincere repenters and make us of those who truly return back to Him in complete and total obedience to the best of our abilities. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم ربنا إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة. يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.